KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, or on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, senior night is upon us, and the Blue Devils will be paying tribute to three outstanding young men who have certainly made their mark in the Wahai basketball program, and needless to say, their legacy will be felt for many years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a brand new coach coming in for my first year, I couldn't have asked for a better group to have with me. I mean, Colt, Jacob, and Niall, they come every day, they work hard, they compete, they lead. So they will be missed in years to come, but I'm proud that they were the first group I got to have come through here with me and kind of helped me set the standard for how I want the program to look, and they've done a great job kind of living that standard.
Let's now talk about each of these young men individually. Let's begin, first of all, with Jacob Griffith.
Yeah, Jacob, man, he's worked his butt off in this program from freshman year all the way up to now. Talk about a guy who's selfless. Like, he puts others before him. He was starting at one point this year, and we kind of decided to make some changes and enter Kalama. And you could be bitter about that, but he has just been nothing but helpful, and his mentality hasn't changed. He comes in, he works hard, and he's a great guy leading our team on and off the court, for sure.
And the next Blue Devil senior we want to talk about is Colt Pemberton.
Colt has just been unanimous captain. When we did captains, he was the number one vote getter for that. Great kid, great leader, works his butt off in practice at all times. Has to do, I ask a lot out of Colt. He's our big guy at 6'2". He has to battle every 6'7", 6'10 kid out there. Never complains about it, works hard. Just a competitor, and someone who's going to do great things in life, and lucky to get a chance to coach him.
And last but certainly not least, one of the most articulate and well-versed young men I have ever spoken to, Niall Dumser.
Absolutely. He's very, you said that, you watch him on the court, he's very cerebral out there. He really understands the game. And another kid, I talk about the word compete. Like, he and everything we do is competing and challenging people. And a guy that's really worked hard in this program over 4 years, developed a good jump shot, one of our more consistent shooters this year. Whenever I always notice about now, whenever I'm talking to the team about anything, he's always looking me right in the eyes and always nodding his head. He's always listening and trying to apply what I'm telling him to do, and just another great kid in our program, a kid I'm really going to miss.
And from a coach's perspective, how have these seniors impacted the younger members of the ball club?
Oh, I mean, I've everything we're doing this year, I'm trying to get them to be the example. And they, you just watch the younger guys look at them. Like, I'll give you an example of Niall. Niall's really done a good job of taking Kalama under his wing. And every time we're doing something, he's got his arm around him. He's trying to teach him along the way. And just the biggest thing they do is lead by example. They've been here the longest, so they understand what needs to get done. Colt was on the team that went to state 2 years ago, so he's kind of seen the standards been set and how we can keep trying to live up to that. So, again, they've done a great job of just leading by example, being vocal when they have to, but mainly by leading by example.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by Dunnigan Dye. He is a sophomore member of the Wahigh Boys Junior Varsity Basketball Team, the man they know as Dunny around the Walla Walla High School campus, especially on the basketball court. And Dunnigan, this has been a really, really special season for the Wahigh Junior Varsity. Yes, there have been a few hiccups along the way, but for the most part, it has been an outstanding year. Talk about what has been a very good 25-26 season for the Junior Varsity.
I think it's just been a team effort, mostly from our older man, Junior Simon Unk. He's been really helpful to us younger people. I just think we've been a really good team so far. A couple hiccups, like you said, but other than that, we've been pretty good, I'd say.
And talk about your progression through the Blue Devil basketball program. You just don't show up one day and just like that, you're on junior varsity.
I think it started with Berg last year. Really good shooting coach. I think he's gotten us all with really good form, so it kind of isn't very fortunate for the freshmen. They didn't get to really play with Berg, but I would say it started with Berg, and then I like Hessler, what he's doing, and Coach Smith is a really good coach, so yeah.
And what do you think is the strength of your game? Do you like to get after it at the offensive end, the defensive end, a combination of both? What?
If you ask them, they'd probably say I like shooting the ball, even though I'm not very good at it, but they'd say I like shooting the ball. But I'd say my game, I really like playing defense.
Well, that's great. And what is it about defense that appeals to you so much?
I just like being able to, what they call, strapping someone up and just not giving up a bucket. That's what I like, seeing the ball go out of the hoop and then getting a rebound.
Now, you mentioned a very interesting phrase you noted just a moment ago, you know, strapping it up or, you know, doing this, that, and the other thing. When you talk about strapping it up, is it just kind of going nose to nose with your opponent, just kind of fronting them, getting behind them, and hoping that that second teammate will come along and perhaps knock the ball away, do something like that?
Yeah, I'd say it's mostly one-on-one. It's really just knowing what they're going to do and just stopping them, really, knowing just kind of being in their mind as well.
And more often than not, you have done that and more, and for that matter, the entire junior varsity team has as well. So you think that you and some of your teammates are going to aspire one day to wearing a Blue Devil varsity uniform?
I think a lot of us want to. I think it will happen for most of us if we keep our heads down and keep working. But for the most part, I'd say yeah.
And is there another sport that you participate in at Wahigh? I believe football,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I play football for varsity. Coach James, really like him and what he's doing. He's taught me a lot because he played center as well.
And anything during the spring at all?
I plan on doing track this year and throwing.
Outstanding. So you're seeing yourself, throwing the shot put, the discus? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shot put, discus, and I guess javelin would be my third event.
That would be fantastic, and sounds like track and field is something that appeals to you very, very much, and I have no doubt that you'll do very, very well in that. So, but first things first, what are the expectations for the rest of what has been a successful 25-26 campaign?
I think our team's goal is to win out. I think it's very doable. Our hard game is probably Richland at home, but I think we can get it done.
Well, we'll find out soon enough, and we want to thank Dunnigan Dye very, very much, the guy they know as Dunny, for joining us for our player profile segment this time around. And the player profile segment, as you all know, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, where the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahi Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. Continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show as the senior ceremonies unfold.
Yeah, the Wahi boys have three great seniors, and Jacob Griffith, and Colt Pemberton, and Niall Dumpser, and here they are getting their just due from the fans for 4 years in the program. They're great kids, they're good basketball players, and they're all going to be successful humans. Another good example of launching successful humans out into the world at Walla Walla High School.
Last night in the Mid-Columbia Conference, along with that disaster in Kennewick, more specifically Southridge 68, Wahi 47, Richland all over Hanford 92-38. Kamiakin beat Sageview 61-49. Chiawana down to Pasco 88-56. And Kennewick beat Hermiston at 74-46. Peter?
Yeah, it was a mess last night. There's no really way to get around it, but you know, there's basketball today. And even though it's against the number one team in the state, it's a new day and anything can happen.
Richland comes into this game 17-0 in the conference, 20-0 overall. Nearest pursuer in the 4A race, Chiawana. They're having a nice season. They are 13-3 under coach Chad Heron. Kamiokin doing very, very well. They are 12-4. Then you have the have-nots, if you will. Hanford is 3-13. Pasco, 2-14 in Mid-Columbia Conference play. In the 3As, Kennewick with some serious separation. Looks like they'll be the number one seed from the MCC going into district tournament play, which gets going next week. Kennewick is 11-5 in conference play. Sageview is next at 7-9. The Blue Devils and Southridge tied at 6-10. And Hermiston on the outside looking in 4-13.
Yeah, we're gearing up for the postseason, and it's going to be exciting like it always is. You know, as I'm sitting here courtside watching the Richland Bombers warm up, I feel a certain amount of, it's a negative visceral reaction. I think I'm bred to dislike the green and the yellow. As a graduate of Gig Harbor High School, our hated rivals were the Peninsula Seahawks. They wore green and yellow. As a University of Washington Husky fan, I really disliked the Oregon Ducks. And now with kids in Wahai Blue Devil blue and white, I have the same ill feelings towards the Richland Bombers. Nothing against the people of Richmond. I think it must just be a color thing.
Well, I don't want to be misunderstood. There are some great, great people in Richland. You know, I think of some of the outstanding officials over the years, and a couple of them from Richland. I think of Dick Cartmell. I think of Bernie Haskins, two of the greatest officials. And if you have any doubt about what a great official Dick Cartmell was, well, how about a guy who worked Final Fours in 3 out of 4 years? That's saying something.
Yeah, coming out of Eastern Washington, I mean, that you got to be a talented official to be able to get to that level.
And we continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimble. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." The starting lineup for the Richland Bombers, as announced by head coach Earl Stroyfert, in his 27th and final season as the head bomber. At guard, Landon Northrup, 6 feet 5 inches tall and a senior. At guard, Lance Hortvedt, 6 feet 8 inches tall and a senior. Yeah, guard my foot. Raylan Edwards at guard, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Josiah Scocco at guard, 6 feet 4 inches tall and a senior. And Jackson Woodard at guard, 6 feet 3 inches tall and a junior. Starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. At guard, Micah Agard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior. Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall and a junior. Jacob Griffith at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Colt Temberton at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. And Niall Dumpser at guard, 6'1 and a senior. Those are the starting lineups. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimble. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to the Wahai Gym after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahigh Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, just a few moments away from Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball on this Saturday night. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys, an overwhelming underdog tonight against the top-ranked and undefeated Richland Bombers.
Well, Roy, I was watching on Netflix the other day the story of the 1980 men's Olympic hockey team. So hopefully with a little inspiration, maybe miracles can in fact happen again.
Well, recently I saw a documentary on ESPN about that incredible men's basketball team at North Carolina State that won against all odds the NCAA championship, defeated Phi Slamma Jamma University of Houston in the championship game 54-52, and what a great ball club North Carolina had, to be perfectly honest with you. The likes of Derek Wittenberg, Sidney Lowe, Lorenzo Charles, God rest his soul, Thurl Bailey, Terry Gannon, just to name a few.
Yeah, well, and the late great Jimmy V at the helm there. Also, shades of maybe Raleigh Massimino and the Villanova Wildcats playing an almost perfect game in 1985 to beat the Georgetown Hoyas with Patrick Ewing. So, all kinds of examples out there.
That was an unbelievable game. An unbelievable game. I mean, you couldn't have played a more perfect game than Villanova did that night. They win, I believe, 66-64, excuse me, and they had to shoot 75 or 80% from the field just to do that.
Yep, all examples of how anything can happen in basketball, and so we're hoping that anything can happen tonight. A tall order for our Blue Devils, but anything goes here in the Wahigh Gym.
Now the Wahigh fight song! in our first quarter this evening, presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Going to get underway at 5:18 on this Saturday night. Colt Pemberton will jump center for the Blue Devils. He'll be opposed in the center circle by Hortvedt of the Richland Bombers. Official whistle sounds, the ball in the air, and here's a shot. The tip controlled by Richland. Northrup with the basketball. High post, Hortvedt. Going to hand it off to Woodard. Woodard, top of the key. Jumper of the way. In and out. Missed it. Rebound off the Northrup. His put back. He missed it. Goes over the back of Jacob Griffith. Put back no good. Another offensive rebound taken by Richland. Now it is up top to Hortvedt. Hortvedt gets it inside. Reverse lay-in. Put up and good for Edwards.
Well, just an example of a really, really good and confident basketball team coming right out of the blocks and imposing their will.
Derek Bingham with the basketball, near side, Micah Eggert. Eggert drives near side. Cut off down in the low block. Now dribble to the far side against Edwards. Bounce it up top to Cole Pemberton. Pemberton will drive on the far side on Hortman. Throws it up off the back of the rim. Rebound off to Jacob Griffith. Griffith gets it in the lane to Cole Pemberton. Pemberton, a little baby hook. Around it in!
Hey!
Colt, my man, you are a stud. And we are tied at two. We're 1 minute into the first quarter. Hortvedt with a jumper near side, and that one is good.
Well, a tall order there for Colt Pemberton, taking on the likely player of the year in the conference, 6'8", Lance Hortvedt. I swear he's been here for 7 years, but he keeps coming at us.
Nine, but who's counting? Near side, it's Bingham with a basketball. 4-2 in favor of Richland. He drives on Northrup, lost the ball going up, got it back in the lane. Gets it in the near corner. Eggert for three. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound knocked away by Griffith, taken by Eggert. His shot near side is in and out, no good. A nice job, though, by Jay Griffith. Knocked the ball away from Northrup. Keep the possession alive. Here is Hortman for three. A brick off the back iron. Long rebound comes off to Dumpster. Dumpster far side. Going to put it up off the glass. Off the iron, no good. And a rebounding foul going to be called on the Blue Devils. Going to be called on Derek Bingham as I try to lose my voice.
Well, don't lose that voice, Ro. You know I can't do this by myself.
Okay, you got a deal. 4-2 Richland, 6:04 and counting left in the first quarter. Woodard with a basketball near side. Looks inside, has Northrup, and Northrup lost the ball out of bounds. Richland turns it over.
Could use some more of that.
More, and more. Here is Eggert with a basketball. Micah on the dribble. Dribbles to the far side. Gets a pick by Bingham. Lost the ball out of bounds. And the ball back to Richmond.
We can't give easy turnovers to this team. It's tough enough as it is.
Ball into Hortman. Against Cole Pemberton. Driving, and he's going to be sandwiched by Pemberton and Eggert, and the foul is going to be called on Colt Pemberton.
I think the one thing that Lance Hortvedt's going to find out is that he can't just push Colt Pemberton around.
Pass out front, Woodard, shot on the way for three, up and good. Woodard knocks down the three, and it's 7-2 in favor of Richland. Eggert with a basketball. Far side. Bounce it off the Dumpster. Guarded by Hortvedt. On the dribble is Dumpster. Up top to Eggert. Eggert will drive near side. Reverse lane. It's good as he gets around Woodard.
Nice play by Micah. Just getting on his hip and past him. Not easy to do.
And there a travel. Near side. Scotto with the walk and a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Lama Roberson checks in. He is in for Derek Bingham with 5:06 left in the first. 5:06 left in the first. 7-4 in favor of Richland. And Eggert is going to be bodied in the backcourt by Hortvedt.
Richland going into the press to see if they can disrupt us a little bit. I don't think they like the fact that we had a little momentum there, but we'll find out if our ball handlers are up to the task.
Far side, Eggert with a basketball. Eggert drives past Northrup in the near corner to Dumpster, who is double-teamed, tried to throw it off of Woodard. Woodard takes the basketball. Now it's Hortvedt. Pass near side, transition lay-in, blown by Edwards, but the loose ball after Richland. And dribbling the ball off his foot is Northrup. Near side, here is Dumpster. Gets it in for Pemberton, who lays the ball up and in a transition.
Really nice transition bucket. Niall Dumpster to Colt Pemberton.
7-6 Richland, 4:25 and counting left in the first quarter. Going into the lane and scoring is Northrup. Or I beg your pardon, it is Hortville. Richland will put up pressure in the backcourt. 9-6 in favor of Richland. Eggert far side in the far corner to Pemberton. Holt Pemberton with a basketball, closely guarded by Edwards. Dribbles to the wing. Pemberton will drive into the lane. Put it up over Edwards. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Hortman. 9-6 Richland. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Spin move and a lost ball. No, they're going to say the ball knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Hortman went up. I just thought he flat out lost it, but no, the ball was knocked away.
A great job by Colt Pemberton in being annoying. I don't think Hortman is really enjoying the physical nature of Colt's defense. I'm enjoying it.
So am I. In spades. Hortved out front. Jumper on the way. In and out. Missed it. Rebound off to a zip zone Conoco substitution. Gabe Davenport. Luke Higgins has also checked in for the Blue Devils. 9-6 Richland. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight. Scoreboard update. A lost ball by Roberson. Recovers it near the midcourt line. Near side Higgins. Higgins gets away from Woodard. Pass to the far side. Too tall for Pemberton and out of bounds. And the ball back to Richland.
Richland is so athletic and long. They really can recover well. Wahai's done a good job of moving the ball around, which is key to even staying in this game. But they have to make decisions very, very quickly as they move it because Richland is so long and so athletic that they can really recover quickly.
And a 30-second timeout called by Richland. Bombers up 9-6. And the scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277.
All right. Here we go. Our boys coming out of the huddle, looking tough at least. I think they're a little annoyed about last night, and they're showing their displeasure out here with their energy today.
Quartet far side with the basketball between the rings to Woodard. Woodard drives far side, bottled up inside. Now they get it back up top. Hortved three on the way, going to be off the front of the rim, and the rebound off to Davenport. Far side to Eggert. Richland picks up in the backcourt. Here is Davenport with a basketball. Closely guarded by Stacco. Here is Davenport on the dribble. Gets away from Stacco. Near side it goes to Roberson. Roberson to the top of the key. Near side to Higgins. Higgins lost the ball, recovered it near side. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here is Higgins at the high post. Gets it up top for Eggert. Eggert driving far side on Skacco. Spin move, fadeaway jumper is blocked, and a shot clock violation. The ball back to Richland.
Not a bad job by our guys. Just couldn't quite get anybody open enough for a look.
And the ball back to the Bombers. 2:33 and counting left in the first quarter. 9-6 Richland. Woodard near side for three. It's good.
He is so smooth. His jumper is so smooth.
12-6 in favor of Richland. Near side here is Davenport with a basketball. Gets away from Northrup. Between the rings. Near side to Higgins. Hands it off to Eggert. Eggert into the lane against Woodard. Forks out to the top of the key. Bounce pass inside for Pemberton. Pemberton with one dribble. Shot over Edwards around and good.
Colt Pemberton showing absolutely no fear about going in there with the big trees.
Northrup goes in, blows the lay-in, but he is fouled. And that foul is called on Kalama Roberson, his first.
Well, Northrup going to the line, one of the better shooters in the conference, so that's not the right person to foul.
And the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw confirms that very fact. First point in the game for Northrup. Second attempt rattles in. Richland leads 14-8. 1:53 left in the first quarter. And here is Eggert around the far side. Nice job by him to go along the far sideline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank to get away from Northrup. Here is Gabe Davenport. outside for a three-point field goal.
You cannot leave downtown Davenport open like that. You also can't leave Lance Hortvedt open under the bucket like that either.
That is true. 16-11 in favor of Richland. Well stated and salient to say the very least. Far side, Eggert with a basketball. Lost ball in the lane. Can the Blue Devils recover it? Yes. Skip pass out to Pemberton and a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 1:12 left in quarter one. 16-11 Richland, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Richland Bombers 16-11. Zip zone, Conoco substitution. Schultz into the ball game for Richland. Pass near side, stolen by Schultz. Now it's Skacco. Skacco into the lane. Blocked by Bingham. Loose ball, though, is taken by Northrup. He puts the ball up and in, and a foul call.
Oh, that's really too bad. A nice play made, nice athletic play made by Derek Bingham. We just couldn't convert and get the ball going the other way.
And Coach Spencer Hessler on the near sideline objecting to the call a moment ago. Perhaps there was some other activity that was not called as Northrup completes the three-point play. Richland up 19-11.
Well, not ideal there. Derek Bingham picking up his quick second personal foul there, so he's going to spend some time on the pine thinking about things.
A zip zone Conoco substitution. Niall Dumpser in for the Blue Devils. Ball into Dumpser, far side. Skips a pass near side to Davenport. Davenport into the front court on a left-handed dribble. Stripped from behind by Northrup. Loose ball off to Hortvedt. Into the front court to Northrup. Far side, Skacco. Skacco in the lane. Up top, Hortvedt. Shot on the way for three. Missed it. Rebound taken by Skacco. Skacco bouncing inside for Schultz, who lays the ball up and in. 21-11 in favor of Richland. Roberson, far side to Davenport. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Richland up 21-11. Dumpser hands it off on the far side. A reach in by Schultz, not called. Here is Roberson driving by him, and a foul is going to be called on Schultz due to some thuggery. Peter Allen?
Yeah. You know, to quote the late, great Bob Uecker, he's a convicted felon, isn't he? Well, he should be.
He was in the California Penal League,
that's right? That's it.
We're not being facetious now, are we? Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. Higgins bounced it inside. The ball knocked away by Skacco. Taken by Woodard. Blue Devils turn it over. 3 seconds left in the quarter. Here is Hortvedt into the lane. Gets it in the near corner to Northrup. Three on the way. Good at the buzzer. Here at the end of the first quarter, Richland 24, Wahai 11. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high-performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Richland 24, Wahai 11 as we begin the second quarter of this boys' contest. Looking pass in for Lama Roberson from Gabe Davenport for the Deuce.
Really nice play by Gabe, getting in there with the big trees and making the extra look there.
Horvat forced one up, missed it. Here come the Blue Devils. Davenport off for Roberson. Far corner Higgins. Up top here is Jagris. Sets for a three. Yes, sir! Holy Toledo!
Exactly. Really good ball movement by the Blue Devils there to find Jacob Griffith for the open look.
And a response at the other end by Northrop. Laying inside. And Roberson being ridden by Northrop. No foul called as Skacco blows a lane inside, rebound off to Hortvedt, and Hortvedt puts the ball up and in. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Caden Mitchell into the game. He replaces Schultz. Was a sideline warning given to the Blue Devils? Apparently, Spencer Hessler sitting and not at all happy with some of the rough housing that is going on the part of the guys in the green shirts. Another prime example of it as Roberson somehow, some way gets into the front court on the dribble despite the aggressiveness. Now it is Niall Dumpster in possession, guarded by Woodard. Stops on the wing, gets it up top to Davenport. Davenport against Skacco, gets it in the near corner to Higgins. Higgins into the lane, he'll throw it up, and he is clobbered by Skacco.
Sideline warnings don't apply to us, do they, Roy?
They better not.
I hope not.
Well, we're sitting anyway, so.
That's true.
Thankfully. Unless, oh, never mind. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Luke Higgins off the back of the rim. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Micah Eggert in, Cole Pemberton in, Gabe Davenport to the sideline along with Jacob Griffith. Those two young men gave the Blue Devils some quality minutes. Going to need a lot more of them. 6:41 left in the second quarter, 28-16 in favor of Richland. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw missed by Higgins. And Richland comes away with a basketball. Near side, here's a three by Woodard. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off the Dumpster. That timeout battling Mitchell for the Carom. Dumpster in the backcourt. On the dribble against Mitchell. He'll drive on Mitchell. And his shot blocked by Northrop. Northrop into the front court in transition. Northrop into the lane. Little Euro step. Missed the shot. Went over the back. No foul call, but thankfully the ball claimed by the Blue Devils. Here is Eggert out of the backcourt. Eggert into the lane. Bounce it far side to Higgins. Far corner Dumpster for three. Bang!
Really good job by Luke Higgins making that extra pass to Niall in the corner, and he buried it.
That Bruce Reed three means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler. And a drive far side by Hortvedt. They're going to count the basket? And a foul called on Dumpster.
I guess this is the NBA, huh, Roy?
And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Nate Allen into the game for Luke Higgins. In for Richland is Edwards, and he is in for Skacco. Interesting. Hortvedt gets the basket. He's fouled. And the Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw around and in. I'm sorry, but I really don't think we have continuation in high school basketball unless there is a new rule I'm not aware of or some point of emphasis that I'm not aware of.
Right.
Here is Dumpster. Near corner, it goes to Eggert. Spin move, shot over Woodard is no good. There for the rebound is Roberson. Nice rebound on his part. Up top to Allen. Near side to Pemberton. 31-19 Richland, 4:23 and counting left in the second quarter. Here is Pemberton. Far side, it goes to Roberson. Roberson will drive into the lane. Roberson is stripped. He is stripped by Mitchell. Ball out of bounds. the Blue Devils will keep it. 14 seconds on the shot clock. 5:15 left in the second quarter. Richland by 12, 31-19. Eggert, far side to Pemberton. Pemberton against Mitchell, lost the ball, taken by Hortvedt. Now it is Mitchell. Mitchell on the near side. And the basketball is Edwards, up top to Woodard. Woodard gets it inside for Hortvedt. Gets it in for Northrop. Puts the ball up and in.
Well, that was about as textbook a give and go as you could possibly have. These Richmond players are disciplined. They're smart. Just a good basketball team.
33-19 in favor of Richland. Here is Niall Dumpster. He will drive. Cut off in the low block. Pass on the near side. Now they're going to call him for traveling. Fifth zone Conoco substitution. Dave Davenport re-enters. And he will replace Niall Dumpster. 4:36 left in quarter two. 33-19 in favor of Richland. With the basketball is Mitchell. Only a freshman. Ball inside for Hortvedt. Hortvedt almost stripped by Davenport. Gets it in the near corner to the freshman. Mitchell gets it up top. Now they swing it far side to Northrop for a three that is good. Northrop with 15 in the game. 36-19 in favor of Richland. Far side, here is Nate Allen with the basketball. Nice look for Colt Pemberton, who lays the ball up and in. 36-21 Richland. Both student sections whooping it up a bit as Northrop misses from the near side. The rebound off to Colt Pemberton. Now to Micah Eggert. Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Richland 36, Wahai 21. 3:40 and counting left in the second quarter. Here is Roberson driving far side. Got bodied a bit, but lays the ball up and in anyway. Over Woodard.
When Kalama gets all the way down the lane and goes up strong, he's pretty tough to beat, even though he's not a big kid. He's just strong and athletic.
Northrop a three out front. In and out, no good. Rebound deflected. Near side, taken by Richland. Mitchell gets it up top. Wide open three by Woodard off the back of the rim. Long rebound off to Eggert. The touch of a blacksmith that time on the part of Woodard, and the Blue Devils ask for a 30-second timeout with 3:09 left in the second quarter. 36-23 Richland, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Eliah. We're reporting to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside in the Wahai Gym. 3:03 and counting left in the second quarter. Richland leading the Wahai Blue Devil boys 36-23. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Richland in a man-to-man. Eggert picked up by Woodard. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Hands it off to Roberson. Roberson down the far side against Woodard. Puts it up, no, but a foul is going to be called on Woodard. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Back into the ball game for Richland is Scacco.
You know, I really like the way we're playing right now. We're challenging him. We're not afraid. We're going right at him. And as good as they are, you know, we are giving it to him a little bit.
What was it that John Madden once said before a postseason game? Don't worry about the horse being blind. Just load up the wagon. How is that for motivation?
I love it. I'm going to write that down.
Should?
I'm going to crochet it into a pillow.
Follow on the daily grind. Free throws by Kalama. Roberson split. Made the first. Missed the second. 36-24 Richland. Woodard near side for three. Missed it. Off the rim. Scacco tries to keep it alive. Knocks it out front for a three-point attempt by Hortvedt. That's no good. Scacco gets the rebound. Puts it back and a foul called.
Well, that kid is long and bouncy. That's just tough when he's down there so low.
And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Jacob Griffith in for the Blue Devils for Cole Pemberton. And Mitchell is back for Richland. He is in for Woodard. Niall Dumpster has also checked in for the Blue Devils. He's out there with Davenport, Allen, Eggert, and Jay Griff. Free throw by Skacco. Good. ...39-24 in favor of Richland. Eggert near side. Double team. Pass to Dumpster. Near side to Eggert. Near corner. Here is Gabe Davenport. Open three. Off the rim, no good. And a rebounding foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. And a few boobirds emerge as Nate Allen is called for that foul.
Well, I mean, that's just a product of his upbringing. He's just a bad kid, bad seed. who know where he came from?
Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Land blown by Northrop. Thank you, Landon. We appreciate it. 39-24, Richland. We go inside at 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Allen far side with a basketball. Nate. Far side, Davenport. Gable bounce it in for Jay Griff. Jay Griff into the lane, near side to Allen. Now it is Dumpster with six on the shot clock. Dumpster, spin move near side. Lost the basketball. It's going to be taken by Richland, taken by Edwards. Edwards in the lane for Hortvedt. Throws up a runner, and it's good. 41-24 Richland. 1:23 and counting left in the second quarter. Here is a drive by Eggert. Shot put up. He got around Skacco but could not finish. Here is Hortvedt into the front court for the Bombers. We'll go into the lane. Buck Jay Griff out of the way. Puts the ball up and in.
Well, I think Mike Eggert got away with that one. He was kind of hanging on his arm as he went up to finish that. Thankfully, the refs had their blinders on that one.
Good. Next time, make it something more flagrant, more blatant. Empty possession for the Blue Devils. And Richland comes the other way, and in transition, Skacco lays the ball up and in.
That was a really nice no-look pass from Hortvedt to Skacco.
Just like that, Richland up 45-24. 35 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Jay Griff bounces it in for Allen. In the near corner, it goes to Micah Eggert. Eggert up top to Niall Dumpster. Near side to Eggert, guarded by Skacco. 10 on the shot clock. Eggert with a basketball. Near corner to Allen. Allen will toss up a three near side. Almost got it. Right on line, but just a little short. Shot clock is off. Bombers in transition. Mitchell into the lane. Throws it up. Missed it. Rebound deflected by Northrop near side. Taken by Eggert. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here is Eggert near side. Throws up a runner from three-point range. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Here at the halftime, Richland 45, Wahai 24. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2?
Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC 2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I am Roy Elia. It is halftime. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Richland Bombers 45-24. Halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. It's passed to office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for Richland, Northrop with 15, Hortnett with 15, Edwards with 2, Schultz with 2, Skako with 5, Woodard with 6. Richland with 18 field goals in the first half, 4 from long distance. The Bombers 5-for-5 from the free throw line, and Richland was called for 4 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 5, Micah Eggert 2, Gabe Davenport 3, Jacob Griffith with 3, Colt Pemberton with 8, and Niall Dumpser with 3. The Blue Devils with 10 first half field goals, 3 from Bruce Reed territory. Blue Devils 1-for-4 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils call for 5 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Richland 45, Wahai 24. We'll continue the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a 2-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And a very special halftime ceremony going on, honoring the 1984 Girls State Championship basketball team. Currently at the mic is former Wahai Girls basketball coach Marta McClenney. Let's see if we can pick up on what she is saying.
The first thing is you have to have a great community that's going to support your team. They're going to be here. It also takes a dedicated athletic department with a hard-working athletic director. But you know, it always takes the secretary of the athletic department to keep everybody where they should be. Thank you, Benji, for all the work you have done and all the help you have done to make this possible.
Making their way out to the court, and many of the fans here in the Wahai Gym rising to their feet to salute this tremendous basketball team of 1983-84. And let's continue with the ceremony.
Thank you, Martha, for being here.
1979 state championship team, and I'd like for them to stand up right now.
Former Wahai girls basketball coach Marta McClenney speaking during a halftime ceremony honoring the 1984 girls state championship team. And I got to tell you, Peter Allen, looking at some of these ladies out on the floor, boy, it just sends chills up the proverbial spine.
Well, it's a lot of fun to be able to celebrate the past greats of Walla Walla High School athletics. There's been a lot of really good athletes and really good teams to come through Wahai over the years, and this one is certainly right there up with any of them.
And the ceremony continues. Back to Coach McClenney.
All the girls from the state 1984 state championship. So I would look first. I'm going to get out better just to make it sound like me. And I'm going to just pick their names just to get to. For me, so first of all, I would like to introduce one half of the Twin Towers. Jennifer Ballard, a tenacious defensive player and rebounder. Laura Pinder.
Again, you are listening to a ceremony, a halftime ceremony, celebrating the accomplishment of the 1983-84 state championship girls basketball team, the Walla Walla High School Blue Devils. Richland leading here at halftime of this boys contest. Mid-Columbia Conference action 45-24, but we're going to go back as the ceremony continues and former coach Marta McClenny recognizing all of these tremendous ladies who had one of the greatest seasons, frankly, Peter Allen, in the history of Washington State High School basketball.
Well, I'm not sure that I was watching that one on television at the time. But titles are titles, and bringing home the hardware is something special no matter when.
Well, and speaking of bringing home the hardware, the Wahigh girls bowling team going to bring home hardware. The Class 3A state champions, the Wahigh girls bowling team, and they may be arriving in the next few minutes after their triumph. So certainly a night of celebration here in the Wahigh gym.
Absolutely. And hopefully when they come in, they'll get the nice round of applause that they're certainly due.
Now more of the ceremony at the microphone, former head coach Marta McClenny, who guided this team to the state championship in 1983 and 84. Athletic Director Chris Ferenz making his way out to present a championship trophy to the 1983-84 girls basketball state champions in the AAA classification, as it was known back then. So the ceremony winding down, Peter Allen, and a very special one it was.
Well, you know, Roy, it's one of those things where it's always a bit of a dicey situation when you give a coach a microphone and ask them to wax poetic and nostalgic about their team. Obviously, a lot of love that coach has for her team, but we're also looking to have a basketball game in the second half here, so hopefully we can get that going as soon as possible.
And look at this. The Wahigh girls basketball team of 2025-26 making their way out to the court to exchange pleasantries with this special group of state champions. Now going to get a picture taken. And how cool is this moment? As if it couldn't be any cooler.
Yeah, that's a nice touch on this, on a fun ceremony for sure.
One great group of ladies joined by a great group of young ladies, and time to give them one more salute by way of the Wahigh fight song and standing ovation. Shelly Ray, how are you? It's great to see you.
Mom said, Roy's still announcing, and I said, I don't see him over there.
Well, I am here, alive and well, and how are you doing?
I'm so good.
It's great to see you, too. I remember the championship game against Auburn, that last special moment after the ceremony, when you walked toward the crowd, and you put your fist in the air. Yeah! That was 42 years ago. Can you believe it?
I know.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Shelly Ray, stopping by our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location to exchange pleasantries and one of the many, many special individuals. And speaking of special individuals, right on cue, here is Allison Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind stopping by. What a great moment for you guys.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. You guys are very, very deserving of it. There's no question about it. And I could have listened to the ceremony for another half an hour, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
Well, really appreciate you stopping by. Allison Peck, Walla Walla Daily Grind, our free throw sponsor. How cool is that, Blue Devil Nation? Well, that's going to do it for perhaps the longest halftime report in the history of Walla Walla High School broadcast. That's frankly fine with me. Our halftime report was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. And our halftime score, Richland 45, Wahigh 24. And we'll be back with more from the Wahigh Gym after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming. But hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia, Peter Allen coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahigh Blue Devil boys trailing the Richland Bombers as we ready ourselves for the third quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. Our third quarter this evening presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
Well, Richland Bombers doing what they do. Horvath with 15, Northrop with 15. I mean, they're both averaging in the high 20s of points per game in the conference. Horvath is first in points per game in the conference. I believe that Northrop is third. But, you know, we're making them work for it, which is all you can ask for. And our guys are not giving up. They're having good energy, which was not the case last night. So it's nice to see them come out and get after it on senior night.
And the third quarter is underway. Richland in possession. Hornbed far side with the basketball. Up top to Northrop. Gets it in the lane for Woodard. Woodard bouncing far side to Northrop. Forced far side by Bingham. Cut for three, no good. Rebound deflected by Skacco, taken by Derek Bingham. Bingham into the front court with a basketball for the Blue Devils. Pass on the near side to Dumpster. Dumpster is picked up. Near side, bounce a pass on the far side to Eggert. Eggert is guarded by Woodard. Bounce past the high post. Here is Bingham going into the lane, and a beautiful finger roll as he gets around Northrop for the deuce. Long three out front by Hortman. Missed it. Rebound deflected, taken up by Micah Eggert.
Well, our last offensive possession was exactly what Coach Hessler was looking for, taking the clock deep and getting a bucket.
Shot inside by Colt Pemberton, not there as he got around Hortman. Here is Skacco in transition to lay the ball up and in. Skacco with that field goal. Skacco, no Wacko on that one, and it's 47-26 in favor of Richland. Here's a double team near side. Eggert skips a pass near side to Dumpster up top. Jay Griff, three on the way. Yes, sir! Bruce Reed, three for Jay Griff. $10 more going to Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Blown lay-in by Hortmet, and the ball taken by Richland. Edwards near side to Northrop. Northrop spin move, lost the basketball, taken by Eggert. Eggert in transition down the far side. Looked to bounce a pass. It's taken by Woodard. Woodard will get it in the front court to Northrop, who throws it in with two hands. Might have traveled, but 49-29 in favor of Richland. There's a runner far side put up and missed by Dumpster. Here is Hortman with a pass in the front court to Skacco. Reverse lay and good. 51-29 in favor of Richland. Here is Bingham with the basketball. Bingham into the lane. Shot over Woodard for two. He has four in the game, and 51-31 is our score in favor of Richland. Here is Hortman pushing off on Pemberton. Fadeaway jumper. Missed it. Rebound off to Bingham. Derek into the front court near side. Guarded by Woodard. Goes to the left. Just inside the free throw line. Up top to Micah Eggert. Far side to Dumpster. Dumpster to Colt Pemberton. One bounce, hands it off to Dumpster. Dumpster near side, guarded by Edwards. 10 seconds on the shot clock. High post, Derek Bingham with the basketball. Against Woodard, shot over Woodard. Missed it. Off the rim, and the rebound off to Hornvent. Hornvent going to take it coast to coast, and he will throw it down with two hands.
Oof. That one hurts a little bit, Roy. We got to step in front of that and stop ball.
Stop ball and stop man. How about in his tracks next time? 53-31 in favor of Richland. Ball deflected by Richland near side and out of bounds, and the Blue Devils will retain. It's Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Gabe Davenport into the ball game. He replaces Niall Dumpster. 4:49 left in the third quarter. 53-31 in favor of Richland.
Gabe Davenport giving us some really good minutes in the first half, showing his maturity and how well he's developed this season.
And another great kid.
Oh, the best.
We don't want sofas. We want Davenport, right? And there's a nice pass inside to Pemberton. A nice pass by Derek Bingham. And Pemberton is fouled. He is fouled from behind by Woodard. Colt Pemberton to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one settles in. Hit the back of the tin and settled in ever so softly. Ninth point in the game for Colt. It's 53-32 in favor of Richland. Second attempt by Colt is also good, presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. It's 53-33 in favor of Richmond. Here is Hortvedt with the basketball up top to Woodard. Get it in the lane for Northrop. Northrop shot over Bingham. Missed it. Rebound deflected by Bingham. Taken by Pemberton. Now off to Derek Bingham. Bingham with the basketball. Near side with the basketball is Bingham on the dribble. Guarded by Edwards. Makes a nice move on Edwards. Lost Edwards for just a moment. Shot in the lane. Rattles in and out. A heartbreak. Skacko with a rebound. Now to Northrop. Northrop into the lane. Stops at the free throw line. Now it is Woodard. Woodard driving far side. Shot blocked by Bingham. They're going to call a foul.
Yeah, looking down the sideline at Coach Hessler. I think he's a little bit frustrated by the fact that we're not slowing it down. We're not being patient on offense. And that's the only way that we're going to stay remotely close is if we just extend possessions, lower the amount of possessions that Richland has. And so the quick shot's really not what Coach Hessler is looking for.
Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Kalama Roberson re-enters the Blue Devil lineup for Derek Bingham with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw missed by Woodard. The second one is good. Here, Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Richland 54, Wahai 33. Eggert with a basketball. Guarded by Northrop. He'll drive on Northrop. Gets around Northrop. Dribbles to the far side. Dribbles back out. Screen by Pemberton. Now a double team. Almost a double team. Now it is a double team. Bounce at far side Pemberton. Three on the way by Colt. In and out. Court screwed out. Rebound deflected once, twice. Taken by Woodard. Woodard into the front court. Stops at the free throw line. Jumper on the way is good for Woodard.
Well, just so smooth. Jackson Woodard might be the best athlete on this team.
56-33 in favor of Richland. 3:15 and counting left in the third quarter. Eggert with a basketball against Northwood. Top of the key, it is Pemberton. Pemberton stops in the low block. Shot blocked by Hortvedt. Recovers it near side. Stumbled a bit, but managed to keep possession of the basketball. Now it's Gabe Davenport with 2 seconds on the shot clock. He'll toss it up with the left hand and is well off the mark. And the ball back to Richland.
You know, I kind of like the left-handed 24-foot hook shot. I mean, if you can hit that, that really gets your game going, but just got too deep in the clock and ran out of time.
Can you imagine if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had that in his arsenal? Oh, my goodness. Here is Skacko at the free throw line. Jumper, he missed it. Rebound deflected by Hortvedt. Saved inbounds by Edwards to Hortvedt. Hortvedt traveled, got away with it, lays the ball up and in. That per the Blue Devil bench. Thinking that the big man shuffled the pivot feet, but as Bill Russell used to say on TV broadcasts back in the 70s and 80s, well, they were just little steps. 58-33 in favor of Richland. Here is Eggert with a basketball. He is double-teamed in the low block, looking at a pass off inside. The ball is deflected out of bounds by Northrop, and the Blue Devils will keep it as Luke Higgins, Zip Zone Conoco substitution, checks into the ball game. He is in for Jacob Griffith. Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Eggert to get it in. We hope. Ball bounced in for Roberson. Off to Davenport, driving far side. Puts it up with a left hand for the lay-in off the glass. There is your Fresh Nature Foods out of bounds play of the game.
Well, I know his father will be happy to know that one of the Fresh Nature inbounds play of the game went to his own kid. So, good job, Gabe.
No biases there, right?
None whatsoever.
Three-pointer near side by Northrop missed. It was deflected out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Here's a three by Woodard. He missed it. Rebound deflected, taken by Hortvedt. Hortvedt will try a three out front over Pemberton. That is off the mark. And the rebound deflected, taken by the Bombers. And a shot put up and no good by Woodard as he hits the deck. Offensive rebound to Northrop, and Northrop lays the ball up and in.
Too much size, too much athleticism, too much Richland.
And too many offensive rebounds allowed. 60-35 in favor of Richland. Pass far side, stolen by Hortvedt. Hortvedt far side will bounce it in for Northrop, and he'll throw it down. Here is Eggert with a basketball. Agard on the dribble. 62-35 in favor of Richland. 109 and counting left in the third quarter. Davenport looks to bounce it inside for Pemberton. The ball by him and out of bounds. And the ball back to Richland. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Nate Allen and Niall Dumpser in. Micah Agard to the sideline along with Colt Pemberton. 106 left in the third quarter. Here is Woodard with a basketball. 62-35 in favor of Richland. Blue Devils go to a 2-3 zone. Edwards far side. Up top, Hartvedt. Now on the near side, it is Woodard. Now to Northrop. Northrop into the lane. Drops it off inside for Skacco, who lays the ball up and in.
Well, I don't mind giving them a little bit of a different look from time to time, but they certainly were effective in breaking it down.
Here's a nice drive by Kalama Roberson for the Dews. As he had his way that time with Northrop, and Woodard responds at the other end with a three-point field goal. And a real class cheer on the part of the Richland students. A timeout called by the Blue Devils. Full timeout called with 15:07 remaining in the third quarter. 67-37 Richland, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elias, 67-37 in favor of Richland. Just seconds remaining in the third quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Blue Devils inbounding on the far sideline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Here is Roberson driving on the baseline. He's cut off. Gets it up top to Luke Higgins. Far side. It goes to Dumpster. Dumpster driving. Skip it in the near corner. Davenport for three. Game shot is off the front of the rim. Rebound off to Northrop. 4 seconds left in the quarter. Far side. And there's a spin move far side. Lay-in put up and good by Hortgen. Here at the end of the third quarter, 69-37 Richland, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Shot far side for three, off the rim, no good. Blue Devils with the first possession. That missed by Derek Bingham. And here is Woodard out front for three. And that one's off the rim, no good. The rebound off to Nate Allen. Off to Derek Bingham. 69-37 Richland. They still have all five starters in the contest. Luke Higgins, near side, Derek Bingham. Bingham lost the basketball, taken by Edwards. Edwards down the near side in the near corner to Northrop. Pass inside for a lay-in that's put up and good by Hortvedt. 71-37 in favor of Richland. Derek Bingham near the midcourt area. Double team. Loops it on the far side. The ball deflected by Woodard and out of bounds. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Micah Eggert to re-enter for the Blue Devils. He is in for Kalama Roberson. And in for Richland is Mitchell. He replaces Edwards.
Well, so glad they could finally take one of their starters out, Roy, with a 32-point game in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that was beautifully phrased. Eggert double team far side. Pass inside, deflected, recovered by Dumpster out front. Three-pointer on the way is no good. The rebound off to Scacco. Oh, such tact. I love it.
Well, it's going to get less as this quarter goes on and Earl keeps his boys in.
Three-pointer put up and good out front by Mitchell. That's his first field goal of the game. 74-37 in favor of Richland. 6:37 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Dumpster far side. Pass stolen by Woodard. Woodard going to be challenged far side. Going to be fouled by Micah Eggert. A minute and a half into the fourth quarter. 74-37 in favor of Richland. That last foul the first on Micah Eggert. And Richland will inbound on the far sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Ball into Woodard. Woodard stops out front, far side Northrup. Three on the way over Bingham. Air ball. Rebound off to Scacco. Scacco pass inside for Hortvedt. The ball knocked away and stolen by the Blue Devils. Here is Micah Eggert for the basketball. Eggert is not across the midcourt line. His pass deflected, taken by Woodard. Now it's off to Hortvedt. Hortvedt in the lane for Northrup. But a foul is called first. And that is called on Eggert. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Jacob Griffith, Colt Pemberton in for the Blue Devils for Nate Allen and Luke Higgins. Richland inbounding on the baseline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. Up top, Hortvedt. For Higgins, Colt Pemberton just inside the free throw line. Jumper on the way is good for Hortvedt. He has 25 in the game and it's 76-37 in favor of Richland. Eggert with a basketball. Now it's to Bingham. Bingham, near corner, Dumpster for three. And it's good for Niall Dumpster. Bruce Reed, three means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Here's a shot near side, up and good from the wing by Woodard. Woodard has 14, 78-40 in favor of Richland. 5:23 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Dumpster with a basketball. Far side, Bingham. Free throw line extended. Near side to Eggert. Near corner, it is Jay Griff. Nice bounce pass to Cole Pemberton. Can't score. But he gets his own rebound with some good hustle. Puts it up in the lane. Off the glass for two.
Just a nice hustle play by Cole Pemberton.
Here is Hortman going the other way. Reverse lane up and good.
You know, I wonder if Coach Streifert realizes that if he wins this game by 40, he wins the state championship. I think he might be a little confused.
Here's a knock away in the Blue Devils front court. Woodard free inside, waited for Bingham to go by, lays the ball up and in.
Honestly, I'm not really sure what he's thinking. Why would you have your starters in a game that you've already won and subject them to get hurt when you're trying to chase your only state title, which he has not won yet, I might remind people.
82-42 in favor of Richland, and there is a left-handed lay-in by Derek Bingham that is good. Kisses it off the glass. He has a half dozen in the game, and at the other end, a lay-in put up and good by Northrup. That comes with 4:08 left in the fourth quarter and a 30-second timeout called by Richland. 84-44 in favor of Richland, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, Well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back at the Wahai Gym, your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai losing 84-44 to the Richland Bombers. Here's Derek Bingham up top to the free throw line. He is bumped and fouled. Bumped and fouled on the play by Mitchell. And five substitutions for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils who are out there get a nice round of applause from the partisans behind us.
You know, in hockey, they would say that the checking line just went in.
Yes. Yeah, search for number one in green, will you? Heinrich looking to inbound. Bounces it inside. Alama Roberson tied up, but he lays the ball up and in, and a foul is called.
Just a strong take. Just a strong take by Kalama Roberson.
Well, Northrup is the only starter out there for Richland. Richland making wholesale substitutions. Now Northrup will check out of the game. And Richland with a whole new five. Harris into the game. The 3:15 left. Free throw by Roberson. Good. Roberson with 10 in the game. It's 84-45 in favor of Richland. Schultz with the basketball between the rings. Pass inside. And a very good one it was to Zach Landers. Three near side. Put up a no good by Mitchell. Offensive rebound taken by Richland. Schultz out front. Three on the way by him. Is off the back of the rim. And high for the rebound, Kalama Roberson. Far side to Heinrich. 2:45 and counting left in the fourth. 84-45 in favor of Richland. Between the rings, here is Gabe Davenport. Davenport far side. Stops. Maneuvers. Far side to Heinrich. Heinrich on the wing. Davenport. Three on the way. It's in and out. And the rebound comes off to Richland. Taken by Schultz. Richland in possession. And leading by 39. Now by 41 as Schultz makes his way into the lane for a deuce, and it's 86-45 in favor of Richland. And a double team near side, and a foul going to be called on Richland. That foul is called on Landers.
That's called number 24, Zach Landers.
And the Blue Devils will inbound. Near sideline, front court. The near sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Bryson Smith has checked into the game. His inbounds pass is deflected by Richland, taken by Richland. And here's a shot on the far side, a three put up and good. No, a two, I beg your pardon, by Mitchell. I believe it was a two-point field goal. 88-45 in favor of Richland. 1:40 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Smith with a basketball. Near side to Heinrich. Heinrich inside, a nice pass to Allen. Shot off the glass and good for Nate Allen. Nate is great.
Nice little spin there for the kid.
He taught him well. 88-47 Richland. There's a drive far baseline. Shot put up and in by Landers. 90-47 in favor of Richland. Near side, here is Heinrich with the basketball. He is double teamed. And Davenport is fouled near side. A silly foul near side on the sideline. A reach-in foul called on Richland. That is called on Lance Johnson.
Foul's called number 30, Lance Johnson.
Running clock is in effect. We're in the final minute. Time remaining, fourth quarter. Pass into the backcourt to Heinrich. Guarded by Schultz. Pass to Smith. Smith down the middle of the lane, near side Higgins. A three on the way by Luke is off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Richland. Here comes Schultz, far side. Pass inside, deflected, taken by the Blue Devils, taken by Heinrich. Near side to Smith. Smith, driving near side, shot blocked inside, and the ball off to Richland. Here is Schultz with the basketball. Now it is a shot by Mitchell from the free throw line. He missed it. Rebound off to Allen. And now it is Heinrich. 9 seconds left in the ball game. And Heinrich on the dribble. Near side for Smith. Smith to the top of the key. Far side, Allen, a three on the way. Good at the buzzer.
Hey, how about that kid?
Oh, yeah. Bruce Reed, three, $10 more.
Woo!
The
Let's
Big
go.
Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. Our final score, Richland 90, Wahai 52. And we will have the Chevelle Construction postgame show after a three-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. We're coming to you from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys defeated by the Richland Bombers, a final score of 90-52. On our post-game show, presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And we begin our Chevelle Construction post-game show with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. And Peter, any thoughts?
Boy, you know, there are a lot of solid performances, but honestly, the one that stuck out to me was, and it's appropriate because it's senior night, is Colt Pemberton. You know, I thought he, you know, he really started the game well. Had 6 points in the first quarter, was working hard, was in there banging with the likes of Hortvend and Northrop all game, never backed down, was causing them, you know, some problems. At least they had to work through them, but I was just really proud of the effort that Colt put in. So that would be my vote.
Well, that's fine with me. A great kid.
Just a great, great kid. And got a younger brother named Jax who is on the junior varsity basketball team. We look forward to seeing him in the not-too-distant future. But the older brother shined tonight on senior night. And for his efforts this evening, a 12-point performance. We recognize Colt Pemberton as our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game. Our Chevelle Construction post-game show now continues with final statistics. They were presented, or are presented, soon to be were presented. Now it's are presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for Richland. Northrop 23, Mitchell 5, Hortnett 27, Edwards 2, Schultz 4, Scocco 11, Woodard 16, Landers 2. Richland with 39 field goals in the ball game, 6 from three-point range. The Bombers 6 for 7 from the free throw line, and Richland called for only 6 personal fouls in tonight's game. For the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 10, Micah Eggert 2, Derek Bingham with 6, Gabe Davenport 5, Jacob Griffith with 6, 5 points for Nate Allen, Colt Pemberton with 12, and Niall Dumpser with 6. The Blue Devils 21 field goals in the game, 6 Bruce Reed 3s, that means $60 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils 4 for 7 from the free throw line of the game, and the Blue Devils were called for 8 personal fouls. Final statistics, they were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Peter?
Yeah, well, I mean, we got to celebrate some great kids here tonight. Tough draw having Richland come to town, you know, the number one team in the state in 4A, some would say in the state, period. But, you know, onward to Pasco tomorrow. And, you know, Richland is a good basketball team, but, you know, the state title is by no means guaranteed. They got to go and they got to beat Glacier Peak, also undefeated. Emerald Ridge, Auburn, Mount Si is a great program. Kent Ridge, West Valley in Yakima is good. Lake Washington is having a good season. And there's always the guys out of Spokane, G-Prep, who, you know, by their record are having a down year. But you never count those guys out. Those guys play good basketball. And Richland's had trouble with them in the past, certainly had trouble with them last year. So, you know, their path is by no means guaranteed. They're good, but they're not invincible. And who knows? You know, a scrappy little team in blue and white out of Walla Walla is going to get to go up to Spokane and cause some problems. And, you know, on the 3A side, let's see what we can do.
Absolutely right. And be curious to know what is going on in the Mid-Columbia Conference, if any of the games have gone final. Peter, you might check on that, if you would, please. I know that there are a lot of folks that are very interested in that Southridge-Hermiston contest. If somehow, some way, the Hermiston Bulldogs could knock off Southridge, that would certainly be a benefit to the Blue Devils. The teams would remain tied for third in the Mid-Columbia Conference's 3A standings. Otherwise, the Blue Devils could drop to the number four spot. We do have one final score in, and Kamiakin defeats Kennewick by a final score of 56-43. But Kennewick, again, in good shape. They are going to be the number one seed out of the MCC going into the district tournament. And things still kind of up in the air as far as the Blue Devils are concerned. On the boys' side, anyway, we know that the girls will be going to Spokane to take on Mount Spokane next Thursday night. And that will be a winner to district, loser out game. And it will determine the number eight seed going into the district tournament. And they will have the honor of playing the top seed in the district tournament.
Well, like I said before, no good deed goes unpunished. But, you know, one more game for these seniors, one more game, a little postseason for these freshmen to get some experience. So, no matter what, it's going to be good for our girls. And, of course, it's one more time for us to get to watch some great ladies play basketball this year.
Indeed. But first things first, one regular season doubleheader remains for the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams. The Wahai boys and girls next Tuesday will be on the road.
Oh, we just got a, Coach Hessler, hot tip. Hermiston beats Southridge apparently by 10 today, which makes it awfully interesting, the 3A boys side.
Yeah, how many dunks do you suppose Burt got tonight?
Well, doesn't sound like very many, as I get a handshake from Coach Bill Fleener, head coach of the Wahai State performing golf team, three of which are on our Wahai boys basketball team. I have it under good authority that they did play golf this morning and strapped it down the fairway like they always do.
Well, certainly good news for the Blue Devils, who will go into their final regular season contest next Tuesday night in Pasco, tied for third with Southridge. Southridge losing this evening in Hermiston. And you talk about pride. Hermiston basically on the outside looking in, but perhaps it was their senior night. They were fired up and got themselves a very nice win.
Well, I think Hermiston is a sneaky tough matchup for those Southridge Suns. Hermiston has some length and a little bit of depth, so clearly they did a better job than we did this weekend of stopping those two Southridge kids.
Indeed they did. Again, regular season winding down. There's one regular season game remaining for the Wahai boys and girls. They will be in Pasco next Tuesday night. The girls game scheduled to start at 5:45, followed by the boys game at 7:30. But again, those times indefinite because I suspect it will be Pasco's senior night, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of color pageantry, a lot of hoopla, a lot of excitement, and so forth. And as we look at the Mid-Columbia Conference standings, Pasco kind of jockeying for position on both the boys and girls sides with the Hanford Falcons. So they might have something to play for.
Yeah, we can't just, maybe that's what Southridge did today against Hermiston, but we can't go into Pasco and think that they're going to lay down for us. Actually, they've sneakily made some noise this year in the conference. Now, they're not at the top of the conference, but still playing for pride and playing for for each other. You never want to go into anybody else's home court and make assumptions that they're going to roll over for you. So we got to come with our best, and hopefully we can get two W's and go into the playoffs with some momentum.
So next Tuesday night, the regular season finales for the Wahai boys and girls, the girls and the boys at Pasco, and we will take the air at 5:15 or thereabouts next Tuesday night right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And after that, good possibility we'll be in Spokane for winner to district, loser out contest. But again, all of that is indefinite. We do know the girls will play at Mount Spokane on Thursday. The time is indefinite, but in the coming days, we will know more. So be sure to stay tuned. Be sure to call your neighbors, call anybody else in Blue Devil Nation, and they'll be more than happy to share the information with you. So with that, that's going to wrap up our post-game show from the Wahai Gym. It was presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster, Phil Chevelle, at Chevelle Construction. Once again, we're in Columbia Conference basketball for you next Tuesday night from Pasco, starting at 5:15. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening from the Wahai Gym. First, I want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcasts, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazzari, our in-studio engineer, for a fine job at the controls on this Saturday. Also want to thank... Well, let's see, who else should we thank? Oh, let's thank our sponsors, because they make these broadcasts
Absolutely.
Possible, obviously. I just want to thank each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation for tuning in to our broadcast here today. And Peter Allen, want to thank you very, very much for joining us one more time, and maybe we'll have to do it one more time.
Hey, I love it. And thank you, Roy, for having me. It's been a lot of fun doing it, and, boy, it's... We've had some exciting games. We've had some maybe less exciting games, but boy, it's sure fun to be here with you and watch these kids play basketball.
For Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, reporting from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Walla Walla High School Gymnasium telling you one final time, the Wahai boys and girls go down to defeat tonight on Senior Day and Senior Night, this 2025-26 campaign. Earlier this evening, the Wahai Blue Devil girls defeated by Richland 56-37. And in the boys' contest, Richland prevailing. The Bombers, the top-ranked team in the state, remain undefeated with a 90-52 victory over the Blue Devils. It is now time to return you to the studio. Your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM at KGDC. From the Wahai Gym, this is Roy Elia, the baby boy of the late Elvina Elia, 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.